I'm Grant Nelson, and this is Rural Reflections. I've lost weight, about 72 pounds over the last 3 years, although as of yesterday morning, it was 73. It was such a slow process that most people didn't notice until recently, which was great. I want to talk about this change one time, and then I'm going to leave it alone. I grew up heavy, but lost weight in eighth grade, then stayed about the same most of my life. I've always lived a healthy lifestyle, and I've always worked outside and lifted weights. For most of my life, this was enough. However, in the last few years, I began to hurt. The pain was mostly in my feet, knees, and a little bit in my hips. Now, during the worst of COVID, the gyms closed. I gained weight. The pain in my body got worse, and I knew I had to do something to change it. Now, I had strong motivation to lose weight, but I wanted to do it once. No fad diets, and the way I eat had to fit my life. I chose the Noom app, as it was very comprehensive and kept it simple. Eat less calories than you burn. The type of food was important, too. Nutrient-dense, but not calorie-dense. A good example that met these parameters is grapes. My greatest food ally has been coleslaw mix. It has tons of fiber, which keeps me full. I typically mix some sort of protein with it for a low-calorie, nutritious, and satisfying meal. The biggest benefit about the Noom app is that while it's counting calories for you, it also is changing the way you think using lessons that I continue to read today. Now, going on a diet means you're going to go off that diet when you reach your goal. Then you're on your own with no plan to live. The Noom app prepared me to live with food and changed my relationship with eating. Now, last week, someone I trust said, "Don't you wish you had done this 30 years ago?" I thought about it after our conversation. First off, looking back with regret is not only pointless, it's kind of dumb, although understandably human. Secondly, to do so is to question the path of your life. My life was written by God before I was born, so it's not for me to question. Challenges like being heavy are placed in my life to form me as a person. Without challenges or mistakes, I have nothing, no learning, no growth, and I never become me. I guess my answer is that I'm glad I didn't do this 30 years ago. However, I'm glad I did it now. I was so glad no one noticed my weight loss until recently. I wanted to focus on the process and didn't wish to be sidetracked by compliments, which, although very kind, can sometimes make you feel like you've accomplished enough and may cause you to quit. I wanted to do this under the radar, and so kept wearing my old clothes to avoid calling attention to the changes that were occurring. This was also a time when I found out the individuals who are my people, the people who have my back. It consisted of family, coworkers, friends, old friends, and strangers. Thank you for your kind words of support, and thanks to God for not setting me on this course 30 years ago, as He had a different path for me that would lead me to becoming the person I am today, minus the painful feet and knees. I'm Grant Nelson, and this is Rural Reflections.